one of the principles in my upcoming book, Client-Centric Web Design, yes, yet another gratuitous plug for my book, is that clients should focus on identifying problems and designers on solving them. And generally speaking, this works very well. It means that instead of a client suggesting to the web designer that they change the blue to pink, they instead express a concern that their preteen girl audience won't like the blue. You see, they're suggesting a problem, preteen girls won't like the blue, rather than the solution, change the blue to pink. The advantage of this approach is that it allows the designer to understand the underlying problem and maybe suggest some alternative solutions. For example, the web designer might suggest keeping the blue, but adding more, I don't know, unicorns, ponies, or whatever it is that preteen girls like. So when Marcus was editing this book, he was worried that talking along those lines was implying that the client could never make good design suggestions and that they were some way incapable of providing solutions. After initially obviously dismissing this as Marcus being bitter and twisted that he wasn't a designer and nobody would listen to him, it occurred to me that maybe he had a point. Many web designers take the attitude that clients cannot make valuable design suggestions. However, let's be honest, it's a bit of an arrogant point of view. I remember when I first watched the film The Matrix. It was an awesome film and I was blown away by the creativity and imagination of the filmmaker. However, when Matrix 2 came out, I was less impressed, but I was still excited about them bringing it all together in a third film and once again blowing my mind. The web was abuzz with ideas about what would happen in that third film. We all had a theory, we all had good ideas about a cool ending. None of us were professional filmmakers, but we did have ideas, and some of them were damn good. In fact, as it turned out, some of the ideas that were posted online by these enthusiastic fans were considerably better than the rather poor showing of the final film. My point here is that an enthusiastic group of amateurs were more than capable with coming up with more creative and more imaginative endings than the professional filmmakers. I was the first in line to complain that they should have listened to the fans and taken on board their ideas. So it's somewhat hypocritical of me to suggest that our amateur clients cannot bring value to the design process. Marcus was right. We don't need to be expert designers to make good design suggestions. Sure, a professional web designer will have a higher success rate of suggesting good design solutions and will be able to spot problems with a design solution that a client might not be able to see. However, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't, as designers, encourage, listen to, and value the contributions that our clients make. I guess all this means that I'm going to have to start listening to Marcus's design suggestions from now on, which obviously is distressing for me. However, I do think he has a point and we do need to take it on board. But what about you? Have you had situations where the client has suggested a good idea? Did you embrace it wholeheartedly or were you just pissed off that you didn't think of it? What has your experience been when you've allowed a client to make design suggestions? I'd really like to know, and as normal, you can post your comments in the comments. Good place to put them, really. So there you go. That is my thought for the day.